Paul McCartney All Access is brought to you by Capitol Records, presenting Paul's new album, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, which Rolling Stone gave 4 stars and said is his best album in more than a decade.
I'm coming to America on September 16th, starting down in Miami, working the sort of East Coast, across the Midwest, and then November 30th, finish up in L.A.
You know, for me, it's whenever he interacts with the audience, you know, he'll look at you. You feel like he's singing just for you and he's looking just at you.
I'm really looking forward to going on tour because then you get the feedback from your audience, you know, as well as all this stuff. I mean, how lucky to be in a job where there's that kind of an element, you know, rather than just boring, very mundane. And I do feel it's hugely lucky, you know.
This was the best. Did a lot of great songs that I've never heard him do live, a lot of old Beatles songs, a lot of Wings stuff. Fantastic. Loved it.
They're the people you're playing to, so it's like, you know, if you're a family and you're giving a party, then these are all your guests. It's not an us and them situation, it's all us, and that's why we call the tour the Us Tour.
The last time Paul McCartney toured North America was in 2002. Since then, he has played to sold-out audiences in Europe and Russia. And in 2005, he made his way back to the North American continent on his Us Tour in support of his latest album, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. The 2.5-month tour recently came to an end in Los Angeles after 37 shows in 26 cities. Along the way, Paul invited us to join him, taking us behind the scenes to give you a glimpse into how it came together. A visit to his dressing room, a front row seat at soundcheck, plus exclusive live tracks from the tour and so much more. So grab a seat, or you can stand if you like, as we take you on the road with Paul McCartney here on All Access. From his just-completed Us Tour, that's Paul McCartney and Magical Mystery Tour here on All Access. You'd think that someone who started playing in a sweaty Liverpool basement 44 years ago would be tired of performing by now, but that's not the case with Paul.
I keep sort of thinking, logically looking at it, I should be sort of fed up with it, and it should be getting harder, but it isn't. And I suppose some of the reasons are, like you say, the transport, the hotels are better. Dressing room's much cozier than it ever was. But I don't think it is that. I think it just is that I still have a passion for what I do. And when we get it right with this band, it sounds really good. And the crowds are so great that they make it easy.
Enthusiastic fans make it fun. But Paul's road crew, more than 100 seasoned professionals, makes it work. Months before the first chord is strummed or the first note is sung, his team gets busy planning, building, scheduling, and plotting every step of the way. Tour director Barry Marshall explains.
This tour started last year. It took a long time to plan it and put it together. And he's meticulous about everything, and rightly so. And the fans come first, so we look at where we haven't played as well. So we play some new places this time. And from that time, the time you then look at the production and check on designers and look at the technology and the new things you can do, you start putting the tour together.
The seeds for the 2005 US Tour were sown last February when Paul McCartney provided the halftime entertainment at Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville, Florida.
We took one of the ideas that we used on the Super Bowl, where we were kind of in the middle of the screens on the Super Bowl. It's similar now this time, kind of stage as a screen. So it's exciting, you know, and I get involved. The lighting people would tell you I get too involved.
Production manager Mark Spring.
It's got to be big. It has to be something that nobody else has done. Completely original. Everything moves, changes color, rolls. It's like a stadium show inside.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. You know your attention, know your attention, know your attention.
Live and Let Die, here on Paul McCartney, All Access. The 2005 US Tour kicked off in Miami on September 16th. We talked to Paul on opening night, just hours before taking the stage.
It's exciting, you know, the crowd's going to be exciting. The final element to put in place. And, you know, like any opening night, I've been rehearsing a bunch. I've got some songs that I don't know as well as others. So I'm not thinking about them, of course, much. You've done all the preparation, and now, you know, it's time to just go out there and rock.
He was right about not knowing some songs as well as others on opening night. In fact, he flubbed the lyrics to not one, but two songs. But like the seasoned professional he is, Paul took it in stride, telling the audience, "Did you spot the deliberate mistake in the middle? I meant to do that. At least you know it's not a tape." Starting the tour in Miami had special meaning for Paul, since one of the songs he played mentions the Florida city in its lyrics.
So long, I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home.
The first line of Back in the USSR says, flew in from Miami Beach. And it's one of those lines I'd written and never even thought about till I'd driven down the freeway. And then I saw it as I sang it. Back in the USSR.
The following night in Tampa, Paul endured a different sort of miscue, tumbling backwards onto his piano as it rose from underneath the stage. Here's keyboard player Wix Wickens.
I had front row seats for that. I watched him go backwards, and then I thought, wait a minute, that is not supposed to happen. But fortunately, the piano was coming up, and he fell right onto the lid of the piano, so it was okay. I mean, if he'd have fallen 3 feet to the right, it would have been a very different story.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. Oh, oh, oh. I'm feeling the cracks that ran my mind from wandering where it will go. Oh, oh, oh. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right, where I belong, right, where I belong.
You don't really know ever what you're quite going to say to the audience. You know, I mean, so with me falling in the hole, the piano hole, the second night, I suddenly developed this bit about falling in the piano hole, you know. And it's all a bit just off the top of your head, but you sort of think, well, while they're changing that guitar, I could just talk to the audience and sort of settle things down and cool it, have a bit of a laugh while the piano's coming up, you know, just comment on it.
And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right, where I belong or right, where I belong. Silly people run around, they worry me, never ask me why they don't past my door. I'm taking the time for a number of things that was important yesterday, and I still go. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in
Another song that Paul never performed live until a few years ago is Helter Skelter, drummer Abe Laboriel Jr.
It's really intense. It's one of the original like punk rock songs, you know, and to get to play that with the same energy and gusto, you know, it's really exciting.
Well, do you want some rock and roll? In St. Petersburg tonight, let's get down. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. When I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, and I get to the bottom, I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you think you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
Paul McCartney tearing it up with Helter Skelter, which he's been doing on the US tour. Guitarist Rusty Anderson.
Helter Skelter, I've been working on that one with him since 2002, you know, going, come on, it'd be a great idea, you know, and finally he acquiesced.
Paul McCartney, All Access, is brought to you by Capitol Records and the release of Paul's new album, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, which the critics are hailing as his best album in more than a decade.
Hey, this is Paul McCartney. More exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage of my US tour when All Access continues.
Mm.
This is All Access, and I'm your tour guide, Paul McCartney. Please make sure your backstage pass is visible at all times and enjoy the show.
Show days begin early for Paul's crew. They have to load in the equipment, set up the stage, adjust the PA, and hang the lights. Tour director Barry Marshall is in charge of it all.
18 trucks for production. There's four support trucks on top of that, so that's 22 trucks in total. And it takes 124 people just on the production end of things to make this thing work every day. And every one of them is a specialist in their field. There are no passengers, no people here for the ride. Those days were great days, but they aren't here anymore.
Technical manager and backline crew chief Keith Smith oversees the instruments.
Backline is a term used to describe everything the band uses on stage. So drums, keyboards, guitar amps, guitars. We have different departments. So there's a sound department that take care of the PA. There's a lighting department that take care of the lights. And there's a backline department that take care of all the band's instruments on stage.
While the stage is being set up, which takes from 5 to 7 hours, Paul gets ready for another night's work.
Well, you get up, get out of bed, drag a comb across your head. You do all that. You have a bit of breakfast and stuff. Then do any little bits and pieces you need to do. Sometimes if the weather's nice, I'll try and get out, because it's a bit of an indoors existence that's, you know, inside a car, inside the hall, inside a hotel. So I'll try and get out, maybe have a bike ride or something. It depends how much time I've got. I might then even try and get a massage. It's probably then time after that to just sort of freshen up and then go to the gig, where we do a sound check.
We're going to do a sound check today. Welcome.
I wake up early in the morning in the ding-dong rain. I'm walking to the table. I see the same damn thing. I'm calling on the table. Piece of paper in my hand. And nothing I can do about it. I get in trouble with the man at the midnight special. See the same damn thing. I've been caught up on the table. Piece of paper in my hand. And nothing I can do about it. I get in trouble with the man of a midnight special. Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a different light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
That's Paul McCartney running his band through Midnight Special during soundcheck.
We run through, you know, I run through like electric guitar, bass guitar, piano, electric piano, acoustic guitar. Most of the stuff I'm going to play this evening, you know, just warming up, getting the feel of the hall, letting our sound man mainly check all our instruments.
The man who makes sure everyone hears every note is Pab.
Happy Pab.
Who has been Paul's sound man for close to 20 years.
The trouble with arenas is, obviously, they're used for sporting events, and TV and camera media, they like the roar of the crowd, so they don't want the room too dead. That's the opposite for a rock concert. You want a room that holds the sound, not too reflective. So you have a little look around, you look for concrete walls, how much glass there is, anything that reflects the sound, which makes my job harder. You know, you just try and think ahead. Obviously, when people come in, it soaks up some of the sound, some of the reflective surfaces. Because even just the seats, just the plastic seats, can reflect frequencies. So when there's people sitting there with woolly jumpers on, etc., it all helps.
That's Fine Line, one of the four songs from the current Chaos and Creation in the Backyard album that Paul has been performing on this tour. That version is from Paul's recent AOL music session. Everyone who goes to rock concerts has heard or dreamed about the backstage area, but very few fans ever get to see it for themselves. The person who looks after that for Paul is Ali Amato.
I consider myself the backstage coordinator, which means I come in every day and decide. I go through all the locker rooms and figure out where everyone's going to go, where all the offices are going, where all the band's going to live, where Paul's going to live for the day, and then I decorate them. He's really into Indian decorations, so we try to make a stinky, smelly hockey locker room into an Indian palace, and that's my goal for every day.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Or maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Baby, I'm amazed at the way you pull me out of time. You haunt me online. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need. Baby, I'm alive.
sometimes what will happen is you'll see maybe a couple or something, and you get focused on them, you know, because you can see the relationship. And it can be quite emotional. You can see, like, one of them or both of them are really getting sent by this whole thing. You know, they're getting quite emotional, and you see sort of the woman maybe crying or something, and the guy putting his arm around her. And it's great. I like it. You know, I like watching it. It's emotional. I realize it's part of life. And if it happens at our show, so much the better.
Maybe I'm Amazed, one of the classic love songs that Paul wrote for his late wife, Linda. While many of the songs Paul sings conjure up memories for you and me, they're also doing the same for him.
For people, the songs have got memories, and for me, they've got those kind of memories, but also the recording of them, or the making of them, the writing of them, or just things that happened along the way. The funny thing is, beyond that, you do get the crazy things that happen where you suddenly realize you're not even thinking about what you're doing. You're thinking about what you're going to eat later or something. If I suddenly start losing the plot in front of all these people, it's going to be very embarrassing.
You're listening to Paul McCartney All Access, an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Paul's 2005 US Tour.
Hey, this is Abe Laboriel Jr. here on Paul McCartney All Access.
In addition to the Super Bowl, Paul McCartney headlined another historic event this year. Backed by U2, he opened the London portion of Live 8, the all-star concert for Africa that was staged around the world on July 2nd with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
A day like today is about serious issues, but it doesn't mean you can't have fun. So doing that song, they suggested it. Bob and Bono suggested it to me, being kind of, very appropriate 20 years ago today. And as a good intro song, and they said, we'd like you to sing with you too, you know. So I said, great. We were like really all excited. It was the first time I'd ever sort of played with U2 and stuff. Exciting for me. I respect them as a band and like their stuff. So I think it was mutual.
The long and winding road. That road before, it always leads me here, lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away.
Paul McCartney, still playing his way down that long and winding road here on All Access.
A lot of people are seeing it as a kind of renaissance. For me, it's like a rebirth. For me, I feel like I've always been doing that, you know, sort of we had the Beatles, and the Beatles went out on tour, then the Beatles got successful in America, then we were successful around the world, then we made kind of Sgt. Pepper and took it somewhere else, and then Wings were just a little group, then they came to America, were like a huge group and had a lot of records. My solo stuff in the 90s was really great, very successful. And now here I am again, you know, so I don't look at it as whether it's a beginning or anything, but I'm just glad to be playing. I'm just glad it's successful, you know, because that feels good. If people like it, I like it. When we all got together and started rehearsing, it felt really good. There's nothing like that, you know, when you actually just feel like you've got a really strong band behind you. You then feel like you don't have to worry about what they're doing, and also you get turned on by what they're doing. You know, that's the secret of a really good band. So you enjoy being there to see what Rusty's going to come up with in a solo, or just hear Wicks do that part so well kind of thing, or just watch Abe, you know, really thrashing away at the drums.
Going back to Wings for Let Me Roll It, here on Paul McCartney, All Access.
I will do bits and pieces like interviews. And there's some people want to see me about this, some filming we're going to do, or some program that I've got involved in, some artwork I need to look at. So that's time for all of that.
When Paul McCartney All Access continues, we'll go backstage as Paul prepares himself for a show. Stick around. Paul McCartney All Access is brought to you by Capitol Records and Paul's new album, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, which the New York Daily News calls his most interesting, ambitious, and revealing solo work ever.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney. Welcome back to All Access.
On a typical show day, Paul arrives at the venue around 4 o'clock, and you always know when he's approaching. Just listen for the police sirens.
This is the kind of way I want to travel at home. I just don't like rush hour, and I like these guys. I want 6 motorcycle cops with me at all times. Get me through the London traffic just fine.
We have a nice time on the plane. We laugh a lot and we tell stories. We talk about the night, you know, we have a little bite to eat.
Guitarist Brian Ray.
Before Halloween, we had a big party. We had masks and costumes and the plane was decked out with spiders and cobwebs and cauldrons and, you know, we partied. So we have a good time together everywhere we go. Paul makes it really special.
Yeah. Flying High on Jet, here on Paul McCartney All Access. After finishing soundcheck, which takes about an hour, Paul goes to his dressing room.
Coming to the Paul McCartney dressing room, man. Here we are.
But Paul is not necessarily resting up before the show.
I will do bits and pieces like interviews. And there's some people want to see me about this, some filming we're going to do, or some program that I've got involved in, some artwork I need to look at. So that's time for all of that. This tour, I've been doing steam inhalation, which is pretty good. So I heard that was good for my voice. So I do that kind of thing, then get ready, get dressed, get changed into something a little more comfortable. And then I'm pretty much ready, and I will fiddle around, you know, doing my last minute bits and pieces.
Your first mistake. You took your walking way. Never get into. Paul McCartney, combining Too Many People from his Ram album with the Beatles' She Came In Through the Bathroom Window here on All Access. With the audience filing into the arena and the excitement building, Paul keeps busy backstage with a variety of responsibilities. In Seattle, they included visiting with business associates.
I do like sort of meet and greets and sort of certain people. So I'm going now into the meet and greet with some Amazon people. And this takes up my time, and there's no room for anything else. I should be meditating and preparing for the show, but I'm not. I'm meeting and greeting. Come with me. Hey. 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 This guy's doing a radio show first. So say hi from Amazon.
Hi from Amazon!
They're brilliant! So you coming to the show tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited about it. Thank you for having us.
And finally, with about an hour to go before the show, it's time to get ready.
And I go to the band's dressing room. They have a dressing room just kind of next door. And so I will go down there and we have a little vocal warm-up.
So what's going through your mind now as you're walking to the stage?
Going through my mind, man, is that I must keep walking in a straight line, and I must keep vibing along with the guys here. Audience is hyped up. We have Freelance Hellraiser is on there, grooving with them. There's the audience you can hear in the background, and we're psyched walking down there to the backstage area. We do our little last-minute rituals. Then we get on, check that our guitars and stuff are in while the rest of the film happens. And we are ready to rock!
Any nerves at all?
Well, you know, tiny little ones, but not much. Little minuscule butterflies. But you know, that's good. We like that. It's a good feeling, man. There's no denying it. It's the best. That's why we do it.
Get back!
That's Paul McCartney, and Get Back. When we return, Paul helps facilitate a marriage proposal and takes some advice from one of the Rolling Stones.
Hi, this is Brian Ray, and you're listening to Paul McCartney All Access.
Welcome back to Paul McCartney All Access, which is brought to you by Capitol Records, featuring the new release from Paul, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, in stores now.
Hey, this is Paul McCartney with your backstage pass to my US tour here on All Access.
In 40-plus years of touring, Paul thought he'd seen it all from the stage, until his US tour pulled into Detroit.
A guy on the front row had the sign, said, "Can Ben, in the fourth row, ask Melissa to marry him?"
And he got this really big smile on his face, and he looked over, and here I was waving my hands, jumping up and down, and people were pointing over at us, and the spotlights found us, and Paul said,
"Well, you know what? I don't care. That'd be good. Yeah. Why not?"
He said, "Come on, man." He goes, "In front of 20,000 people, get down on one knee. Come on."
And suddenly, you know, you see him, Melissa, and he's gone down on one knee. It's like, oh my God, he's doing it. You know?
It got really quiet in there, and I slipped the ring on her finger, and then I hear Paul's voice in the microphone say,
"Oh, she said yes."
It was amazing.
It was an incredible moment, really. It really was. After everything had happened, Paul looked over that way, and he said, "Well, Ben," he said,
"this is a first for me.
And this better be the last time you ever do anything like that."
"You lift up my spirits, you shine on my soul, whenever I'm empty, you make me feel whole. I can rely on you to guide me through any situation. You hold up a sign that reads, 'Follow me.'"
Recorded for AOL Music Sessions, that's Follow Me, one of the songs on Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, here on Paul McCartney All Access. While many veteran artists just keep doing the same set year after year, Paul has always prided himself on starting fresh every time he plans a tour. This year, he chose 23 songs that he didn't do in 2002.
You don't want to come back to America a couple of years later and you're just doing the same set list. We looked around for songs that were in a similar kind of vein. And one of the things that came out of it was that there were songs that I'd never sung live before. And that became kind of quite interesting, you know, like I think then it was like Hello, Goodbye. So we look for a few more like that that could take their place and keep the show fresh. I think it's important to kind of keep it fresh for us and the audience, you know, so we're not just trotting out the same old thing. Keith Richards on holiday, and you just chatting, you know, he said, "Oh, you're going on tour." He said, "Oh, you've got to do, please, please me." You know, some things will arrive like that, just because somebody says, you know, and then you go home, you think, well, it might not be such a crazy idea. Yeah, it'd be fun to do, so you try it, and if it works, you do it. Last night I said these words.
Please Please Me, here on Paul McCartney All Access. As Paul explained, he received a few suggestions on which songs to put in his set. He even had help from an unlikely source, NASA.
When the Discovery space mission went up to the International Space Station, it was a very historic mission, and they went up there, they had to do some maintenance and repairs. So anyway, it was getting a little bit tricky up there, but we're very proud to say that on the morning that NASA actually told them that they were cleared to re-enter into the Earth's atmosphere and come home, they actually woke them up with one of our songs. So here's how it went on that morning that NASA woke up the crew of the Discovery.
Good morning, Discovery. And the wake-up music this morning just about says it all. It's a day for sunshine, and it's a day for feet on the ground.
Thanks, Shannon. We sure hope that we get our feet on the ground today.
And we do too, Wendy.
When the US tour pulled into Houston, home of NASA, the shuttle Discovery astronauts came on stage to say hello to Paul. Not only did NASA play Good Day Sunshine for the Discovery crew, but Paul's November 12th onstage performance of the song in Anaheim, California, was beamed live to the International Space Station.
Please stand by for Sir Paul McCartney.
Hey, Bill and Valeri, we want to say hi to you. We want to say good morning from Anaheim, California.
Paul, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And, of course, it is morning for us, and we would like to say good evening to you all in Anaheim, California. We consider you an explorer just as we are. Your venues of exploration, of course, have ranged everywhere from music, fashion, and I guess even now you've become an author. And we're all targeted toward the same thing, and that's ensuring a bright future for the young people in our planet.
Okay, you guys. So for you, Bill and Valeri, we'd like to do a little song for you. We'd like to wake you up with a little bit of English tea. Here we go.
McCartney, serving up a little English tea here on All Access.
Thank you, Sir Paul McCartney and concert guests. Station, we are now resuming operational space-to-ground communication.
Hi, this is Wicks, and you are listening to Paul McCartney, All Access.
This is Paul McCartney, and you've got an exclusive backstage pass to my US tour here on All Access.
John Hamill has been Paul's personal assistant for 30 years. It's a 24/7 job that includes responsibility for his boss's guitars, including the trademark Hofner bass Paul has owned since 1963. So you can just imagine what went through John's mind when Paul decided he would toss the priceless instrument to him right on stage.
When he first did it, I went, wah, and I caught it. And you have to catch it, as I've said before, you've got to catch it. If I drop it, it's screwed up, the guitar's going to break. And it actually became a bit of a thing on the internet or on the website. Is he going to drop it? Is he going to not? Or is he? Or isn't he? And I think there was bets going out. But in the end, we just said to Paul, you know, we both decided this is a bit crazy. Because if it did snap the neck, it'd be gutted. And, you know, it's such a historic guitar. I'd hate that to happen to it. But he has thrown it to me once his tour. It was Des Moines, Iowa, I believe. And it was such a crazy night. It was just a great night. And he just threw it at me. I caught it, of course. Got to catch it. But he did that night, man. But I'm always watching. I'm always ready for it.
Stuck inside these fog walls. Sentence I've
it never used to be quite so far. It used to just be I was sort of handing it off to him, and it was just like, you know, a couple of yards. I'd just sort of throw it a little bit. But now he got real cocky. I like throwing a half, and I don't know why. It's good. He's a good catcher, man. But it does stop a few hearts, including John's. But you know what? It was only 30 quid. Hey, this is Paul McCartney with your backstage pass to my US tour here on All Access.
Fame for a rock star, as we all know, brings a certain amount of danger. Security Director Mark Hamilton.
This is a big tour. There's all the equipment, a multi-million dollar show on the road. There's all the crew, the personnel. They're all my responsibility in terms of safety and security and their welfare, really.
Sometimes you'll see Mark by Paul's side when he stops to sign autographs.
We're outside the hotel in Seattle here, and there's a line of folks who've come up for an autograph, and you're very welcome.
I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome to Seattle.
Hey, Jim.
I saw you at the bridge show with Neil Young.
Oh, did you? That
took
was
my
fun.
Son. That was great. With Tony Bennett. You're great.
That was a cool show, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you.
Come on down. Price is right. All right, man. It's really cool, you know. It's very good. They're lovely people. And they can be bothered to show up and, you know, I can be bothered to get out and meet them.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
See you.
Thank
well, that's
you.
It. The end of the line. Wonderful people. And here we go. Rocking and rolling.
A feeling deep inside, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a feeling, a feeling I can't hide, oh no, oh no.
Yeah.
I've Got a Feeling, another song Paul never sang live in the U.S. until his 2005 US tour. As he did on his 2002 and 2003 tours, Paul McCartney documented this year's US tour, traveling with a full-time video crew and photographer.
Once you get off tour, you kind of think, oh, you know, that was great. Wow, that memory or that thing, that, wow, we did that. And if you haven't filmed it, you think, you know, we should have filmed it. And I've done that a few times. I think, oh, it was so amazing that. But, you know, sometimes you look back on the tour, you just think, whoa, man, did we just do that? And I figure also these days, people who didn't get to see a show, or even people who did get to see a show, like to revisit it on something like DVD. So there's always some sort of reason for putting it together.
When Paul McCartney All Access returns, we'll find out what Paul's plans are for 2006 and beyond. You're listening to Paul McCartney All Access, an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Paul's 2005 US tour. Will there be a return engagement in 2006?
There's no plan for it at the moment. I must say, I like to leave a little gap between tours so as you're not just always out on the road. You know, I think that could get boring. That's one of the reasons we love it. We're not always out on the road. You know, there's always a couple of years before we come back to America, at least, kind of thing, like it's been this time. And we got out, we did some touring in Europe last year, and now Europeans are saying, when are you coming back? When are you coming back here? And we said, well, we're not sure, sorry. But, you know, we'll leave a little gap just for us to recharge and to get excited about touring again. I don't like the idea of just being out endlessly on the road and just working yourself into a hole in the ground. That could get boring and you could get really fed up of it. So we keep it fresh this way.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. We will
good opportunity on this show to thank the audience who've been coming along to our shows on the US tour. They've been great. So I would take this opportunity of saying thank you, all you good people who've come out and have seen us in 2005. We've loved you, and it looks like you loved us. And we've had a ball, and it looks like you've had one too. So thank you for that. And as we always say at the end of the show, most of all, we want to thank you.
Paul McCartney All Access has been brought to you by Capitol Records and their release of Paul's new album, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, which Rolling Stone gave 4 stars to and said is his best album in more than a decade. We'd like to thank Bill Poricelli at MPL Communications, Paul Freundlich, Robbie Montgomery, Stuart Bell, Mark Hamilton, Mark Hafele, David Kahn, Rick Camino from Capitol Records, Patty Sminks, Jack Isquith and James Combs from AOL Music, the members of Paul's band and crew, and of course, Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney All Access was written and produced by Sal Cerincione. Interviews were conducted by Sal Cerincione and me, Jim Kerr. Engineered by Dan Mealy. Production assistance by Vinnie Mico and John Boinelli. Editorial director, Ira Robbins. The executive producer is Jennifer Limegruber, and I'm your host, Jim Kerr. Thanks for listening. Paul McCartney All Access is a production of the Premier Radio Networks. Copyright 2005, all rights reserved. No portion may be used without the written permission of the producers.
The crowd was seriously dangerous. Beautiful crowd, we were rocking. Good night, sir. Take it easy, man. Thanks. And we enjoyed that show, man. We rocked and we rolled. And we're just on our way to the bus now. We're just going to go. We might just take a little drink on the bus. Yo, Coop. Yo, guys. See ya. All right, man.
And
so, no.
And now you're off?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going. I don't know. I'm going on the bus. That's all I know. See you, folks. Hi, this is Paul McCartney. For the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite you behind the scenes of my 2005 US tour. But first, you need to put on this backstage pass. You see, that'll give you access to me as I travel across North America, conduct my sound check, prepare for the show in my dressing room, and more. Plus, you'll also spend time with my band, my crew, right here on Paul McCartney. That's me, All Access. To Miami, Miami Beach, the Jackie Gleason Theater, where we've been rehearsing. It's Miami Beach, Miami, sunshine, beautiful. Come inside, let's play for you. Come on.
Come on.
Last night I said these words to my girl. Yeah, like I please you.
like I've been.